content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
hello, everybody. Thank you very much, and welcome to Spiritually Raw, right back at you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Listen, if you'd like to be a featured guest on Spiritually Raw or Spiritually Raw Uncensored, all you have to do is go to spirituallyraw.com. And if you like this, check it out and subscribe to it. Thumbs up, comment, all the good stuff that goes along with it. We'd also like to thank our worldwide supporters for supporting our Patreon channel at Patreon.com/spirituallyraw. So check that out. There's some great stuff on there. And there's a lot going on right now in the world today. And we've been bringing it to you here. And I'm glad you're enjoying it. And I remember last episode, if you would, we had Prey and Medicare. And we were getting to know about, you know, him as a person, everything. Now he's back here again.
His spiritual side.
Now he's back again to share with us about what's going on and what this whole thing of QAnon is really meaning, and you know what it means to all of us. So people like me trying to figure it out, right? So, you know, April, can you recap with our audience there?
Absolutely. Let's welcome Praying Medic. He is one of the world's leading experts on QAnon, with more than 200 published videos. And he is also a highly sought-after social media personality. You can find him everywhere: Twitter, Facebook, Patreon, everywhere. All you have to do is just Google
Internet,
Praying Medic, and you will find him. And we also have a special commentator today, Sean Morgan. He is a business coach, independent journalist, YouTuber, author of QAnon for Beginners, and you can find Sean at QAnonFAQ.com.
Yeah, check him out, everybody. So, hey, Praying Medic, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, it's so good to have you on here. Listen, I want to dive right in. You know, I tell you, for this whole QAnon experience for me has been just like this. April woke up a while back.
Yeah, literally, Jay is like maybe a month, and you were like, who is this QAnon, and why are you driving me crazy with
So it's not even been like, it's not even been like spoon-fed to me, man. It's been like a truckload, I mean, of download information, like 5 o'clock in the morning. You gotta watch this video, you gotta watch this. This is what Praying Medic is. I was like, okay, so we gotta meet Praying Medic here. Let's find out about that. So thank you for this. Not only for our audience, but for my sake too. I want to know what's going on.
For your own sanity.
There you go. So tell us about this. So how come you became interested in this? First of all, what is this phenomenon called QAnon?
What is this phenomenon called QAnon? Basically, Q is, from my perspective, an open source intelligence operation developed by the U.S. military and backed by President Trump. And the purpose of Q is to provide information that counters the mainstream media narrative.
What was your attraction? What brought your personal, your spiritual life, your author? What made you decide, or what drove you to go down this path?
I don't really do anything unless I have a dream about it. Oh. And yeah, so God leads me very strongly through dreams. I rely heavily on my dreams for direction. God gives me a lot of specific direction, warnings about people to avoid. He greenlights relationships that he wants me to develop more. If he wants me to talk to somebody or do an interview, he'll give me a dream about that person and kind of tell me what it's about. So in 2017, Q started posting. And my wife was listening to Tracy Beans. She was one of the first Q decoders, and she was doing a video. And she'd be on her computer listening to Tracy do, you know, this Q decode. And I was trying to ignore it because I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I have never been interested in conspiracies. They don't interest me. I don't care about them. I don't care who killed Kennedy. I don't care about 911. I don't care about, you know, UFOs. Just leave me alone. That stuff is just not my stuff. But one night in December 2017, I had a dream. And a guy basically who looked like Mr. Miyagi, but talked like Q, told me that my understanding of history and current events was wrong, and that I needed to get things set right. And then he told me that this is primarily about the children. And it was kind of weird because I was listening to this guy talk, and I just kept thinking, wow, this guy reminds me of Q. Like, he just talked the way that I heard Tracy talk when she was reading a Q post. And I don't think I had read a Q post at that point. So I had this dream, and the dream was like, told me, it was the Holy Spirit saying, you need to get into this Q thing. This is serious. So I jumped in, and I've been pedal to the metal ever since.
Now, took the interesting thing, that I just want to make sure that I caught what you said. The reason that you were drawn towards it, the message that you was so strong to you was, it's about the children.
It's about that's what the guy said. He was giving me all these questions like, do you remember this event? And do you remember these people? How are they connected? And then he would talk about a different event. Remember this event? Remember these people? How are they connected? And I was thinking, this dude is just like Q. He asks these questions the way Q does. And then near the end of the dream, we got up and we were walking. He turned to me and looked me in the eye and said, do you understand this is primarily about the children?
That just gives me chills.
And when he said that, I knew exactly what he was talking about. Because in 2016, I had, at the prompting of the Holy Spirit, I had started to look into the Clinton Foundation. I did some investigating, and I found out about what they were doing in Haiti and all the human trafficking junk. So when he said this is primarily about the children, exactly what he was talking about. Talking about, you know, sex trafficking children. And I was like, well, if that's what this is about, then I have to be in. So I got in, and I have not looked back. It took me a few weeks to get caught up to the Q post because, and at that time, there was only about 300 or 400 of them to get caught up on. Now there's almost 4,000. So people that are starting now have a little bit of a disadvantage. And like you said in the intro, I've done over 200 videos on Q. Whenever Q is posting, I'll do a Twitter thread that kind of explains what the posts are from my perspective. And then I'll do a YouTube video for people who, you know, are not on Twitter.
Okay, so this COVID-19 that's coming out right now that we're all experiencing, and for those of you who listen to this in a time capsule later on, you know, it's April, 20th, 2020?
Yep.
Something like that? Anyway,
like that.
2020. Anyway, we're in that year. So, but for this COVID that's out here right now, is this something that Q Collective, if you would, and, you know, I'm just using the best words I can from my perspective, is that something that's supposed to be like that? Is this premeditated coming out like this?
Predestined, you mean?
Predestined.
Okay, what Q has said about the COVID-19 pandemic is that the mainstream media, politicians, and probably several corporations took advantage of the pandemic to try to derail Trump's run for reelection. Now, that I'm not going to say that the virus is fake. It's not fake. It's a real virus. I'm not going to say it was created in a lab as a bioweapon. I don't know that. But it's obvious to me, and I saw this happening before Q even posted about it. It was several weeks into before Q weighed in on the issue, but I had already developed a theory because I've been watching the mainstream media spin this into one hysterical news cycle after another. Every person who was diagnosed with COVID was a major headline. And it was obvious to me they were trying to panic the markets to get the stock markets to drop. And why would they want to get the stock markets to drop? Because Trump is running on a strong economy. So just intuitively, I kind of looked at what the media was doing. I looked at the stock market, and I was like, you know, this is an op. This is totally an op. They are doing this because they want to collapse the economy, crash the stock market, and hurt Trump's chances for reelection. Then Q weighs in, and Q kind of starts connecting the dots, saying, look, do you think all this stuff is a coincidence? Do you think that it's a coincidence that Nancy Pelosi rushed the impeachment through the House and didn't give the articles of impeachment to the Senate until a month later on January 15th? Oh, by the way, January 15th is the very first day that the first case of coronavirus was diagnosed in the U.S. The person who got off the plane from China with the first carrier hit the U.S. January 15th. Also on January 15th, that was a day that there was another interesting event, significant event that happened on January 15th. January 16th, as of January 14th, the day before, World Health Organization was still saying that there was no human-to-human transmission, right? So Q kind of illustrated the idea that this whole thing is being orchestrated for a purpose. Now, the reason why we're not doing any social gathering where there's no sporting events or anything like that is because on March 11th, a week after Super Tuesday, when Joe Biden locked up the Democrat presidential nomination, a week later, the mayor of San Francisco instituted an order where no one in the city, they could not have meetings of more than 1,000 people. Immediately, the Golden State Warriors announced they were going to cancel all of their games, all the tickets for ticket holders for their games. They're going to play the games with no fans. And then another NBA team announced after that, pretty soon the whole NBA announced they were not going to have any fans. Within 48 hours, it canceled the season. And the March Madness was canceled. The PGA canceled all their golf tournaments. And it was just a series of dominoes. This all started with the San Francisco mayor making a declaration that they could not have meetings of people more than 1,000. And everybody followed suit. Then you have the Hollywood stars on their videos, and they're telling everybody, hey, we're going to self-contain. We're going to quarantine. If we can do it, you can do it. Self-quarantine, stay at home, don't go to work. So Hollywood, the media, sports teams, and the politicians, to me, they set this whole thing up to make sure that the economy collapsed, the stock market collapsed, that there would be no presidential debates, that Trump, they were going to do everything they could to make sure Trump didn't get reelected. They were using the coronavirus as a plausible reason to do that.
And let's not forget the mail-in ballots because.
Oh, the mail-in ballots. Heck yeah.
When people can't go to the polling place, then the Democrats are trying to make it so that people mail in the ballots, which is very easy to manipulate and commit voting fraud. So this is a big battle between the Republicans and the Democrats, the executive branch and everyone else. They're trying to figure out how do we steal this election from Trump, because we can't win it fair and square.
So let me ask you this, Seanan, how you doing? Let me ask you this. Is that when we when you take about that from that, what do you think? And I want to go, Sean, since you jumped in, your opinion real quick on this first. So the Democrats are going to steal this election from Trump, or is the play here is what they're trying to do. What do you think, looking out to November, what do you think happens here? Do you think that he's fighting for his life, or do you think that he's just shooting these things down as they come out like fish in a barrel?
We are just winning on the side of light and goodness, because if you look at what happened with Robert Mueller, there was a 24-hour news cycle of, oh, Donald Trump is colluding with Russia, and that throughout the entire thing, I mean, his poll numbers didn't really drop that far. And then we had the impeachment, and that was a 24-hour news cycle, and his polling numbers didn't go down. In fact, the more that they make up lies and smear Donald Trump, the stronger he gets. And now all the Democrats have is a person with dementia who can't form a sentence as the assumed candidate. And so there's no way. There's absolutely, in my mind, 0% chance that Democrats can win this election fair and square. So that's why they're trying all these Hail Marys, like shutting down the economy and mail-in ballot voting fraud, and who knows, maybe assassination attempts and other things, because they have no other options.
Praying Medic, I want to ask you, do you think that this is all coming from a spiritual point of view? So, for example, this Trump figure, if you would, who they're trying to take down, I mean, is he been anointed by God or whatever, or that's there for us, that is going to, from your opinion, going to ride this thing out, survive it, and take it another run?
Yep. And by the way, I remembered what it was that I was trying to. On January 15th, the first patient in the U.S. who carried the coronavirus got off the plane from China. Also on January 15th, Nancy Pelosi delivers the impeachment articles to the Senate. And also on January 15th, China signs phase one of the trade deal. And we know that China does not want this trade deal. China wants to go back to the way things were when Barack Obama and George Bush were presidents. They had a good ride for about 20 years, and now Trump came along and screwed everything up. So anyway, yeah, I think Trump is anointed by God. I think he is there's a lot of biblical types that kind of foreshadow Trump. I think more than anyone else, Trump is very similar to Jehu. Jehu was a king with a really mean streak, and he was anointed to do the job that that his predecessors did not do. God had anointed several kings and prophets to get rid of Ahab and Jezebel, and they didn't do it. So God rose up Jehu, and Jehu was a ruthless king who murdered, killed, and laid to waste a lot of corrupt people.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought for me. We're going
to
take a quick break.
I think Trump is anointed to do that. A lot of Christians are kind of don't get Trump because they think that they're looking for a president like Billy Graham.
I got you. Well, hold that thought for me, if you would. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Get worldwide exposure. Be heard live on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth wants you. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, theories, and dogmas surrounding the spirit world, and no topic is taboo. Do you have an amazing or unusual personal story? Are you an author, expert, or authority in ancient mysteries, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, world religions, or anything revolving around the spirit world? If so, then Spiritually Raw wants you. Be a featured guest, highlight your products and services, and showcase your personality. We book up really fast, so go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your request today.
All right, everybody, thank you very much, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. And man, I tell you, we've got some pretty cool stuff happening here. We are with Praying Medic and our good friend Sean Morgan, too, just giving us insight on QAnon. So,
Spiritually speaking. Yeah, Praying Medic. You know, we have the crazy nutball Bill Gates and is insane, you know, wants to vaccinate everybody on the entire planet. But from your perspective, do you see a correlation there with anything, the Bible, is this the infamous mark of the beast?
I do not think so.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I have been getting inundated with people who are sending me articles and videos from people who have, you know, developed this theory that, oh, this is the mark of the beast, either taking both sides, either that Bill Gates and this vaccination thing and they're going to put microchips in us is the mark of the beast, or that Trump is the Antichrist, or Trump is a false prophet, or he's going to usher in, you know, the New World Order and the mark of the beast. I'm well versed on all those things. I read the entire Left Behind series for all 12 volumes, and I studied eschatology and end times for years. But having said that, I don't see that. I've also studied Trump. I study him daily. I observe him. The Lord has given me probably more than 100 dreams about Trump and about things that Trump is going to accomplish, what he's going to do.
Is he going to make it to the next presidency, or is something going to happen that's going to alter how we even vote next term?
I don't know. I hope he makes it to the next presidency, but the deep state is desperate. And as their time grows shorter, and as those indictments are drawing closer for people like Comey and Clapper and Brennan and Obama and Hillary Clinton, they're going to start pulling out some more desperate measures. And I'm concerned that they might try to assassinate him, which is why I encourage people every single day to pray for the president, pray for his safety.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I can't say that I know for certain that he's going to make it through this presidency and be reelected. I feel confident. I think he will get reelected. I'm not going to say that, you know, he's going to be president for the next 5 years. I certainly hope so. He has the capacity. The stock market is turning around. The economy is going to turn around. Trump is a genius. He's a strategic genius. And if they don't take him out, he is going to crush them. Yeah. He's going to get rid of the deep state. He is destroying the New World Order. And I think that if Christians continue praying and interceding for him to succeed, he is going to usher in a time of peace over the world like we have not seen in a long time. He has ended the wars. He's bringing the troops home. We're going to get our troops out of Afghanistan and Syria, and we're going to bring more troops home from Iraq. He is not a warmonger. And of course, there's a lot of people who are saying, oh, but no, he's going to bring in this false peace, and then the false prophet's going to come in the Antichrist. Like, no, that's not going to happen. You can, if you want to think that, you can think that. That is not going to happen. Trump is destroying that system. A lot of people have developed their views of the end times based on the idea, the observation that the New World Order is being put in place. And the New World Order kind of goes along with the whole ushering in the Antichrist thing. Well, the problem is Trump is just taking a hammer to the New World Order. He's destroying the corrupt global systems that have kept people enslaved for centuries. So no, I think that Trump is going to bring legitimate peace to the world for a generation.
Right on, right on. Hey, Sean, I want to ask your opinion on this. Why do you think that we have been chosen, us talking here today and others listening to all of this? I mean, why now?
Why us?
Like, why now? Why is it now our era that's going through this great awakening right now?
Why have we been chosen?
Or hoodwinked.
Right. Well, I mean, if you look at the Q operation, this is precision military planning that goes back perhaps decades. So they've been meticulously planning this operation, and they chose this time. And I don't know what technology and intuitive people were involved for that planning. But as I mentioned in the last episode, I view this as an inevitability because of access to information. When you have a certain level of the population that has the summation of human knowledge at their fingertips, they're going to do their own research, and they're not going to be comfortable being enslaved. And so this type of conflict was inevitable. And so what you have are these large institutions like the social media giants, the tech giants, who are trying to censor information. And you also have governments like China that has an entire firewall that tries to cut off access to information to over a billion people. But it's just not possible. People find a way around that. They find their way to freedom of information. They come up to their own conclusions, and they're coming together. What you saw before this pandemic was the entire country of France rioting for 6 months. You saw Hong Kong rioting in the streets. The people, this is a people, grassroots people movement. People are coming together. And what Trump has been doing since before 2016 is he's been countering the narrative of the deep state, because the deep state has been planning their own kind of, plan for global domination for a long time. And the white hats actually have that playbook. They already know what all their talking points are. And so what Trump has done is he's been kind of positively indoctrinating us with the opposite of that playbook. And a really good example of this is where all of the NFL players who were refusing to give honor to our country through standing, for the anthem and for the flag. And so Trump has actually made patriotism popular again and love of country. That was part of the deep state's playbook to get Americans to hate America, to get black people and white people to hate each other.
Gay people to hate each other
and men and women to hate each other. And so this message of unity and love is against the deep state. So this is just a conflict that was inevitable between good and evil for a long time.
Sean, before I go to Praying Medic on this one, another question here, I want to just ask you to finish a thought real quick. Can you tell me, do you think that when you were saying that France had the riots and other countries had the riots, do you see that level of rioting going on here in the United States?
Well, Q has said that when this information comes out, whether that's through an emergency broadcast message from the president or whether it's a first arrest that triggers a mass population awakening, there will be a certain percentage of the population that will not be able to accept this, they're just too far brainwashed, and that there will be opposition forces that will be trying to get people to actually go into the street and riot and loot and be violent and all of that. So the military, according to Q, will be deployed at that time to control that rioting, and that we should all just sit back and stay at home and relax and trust that the U.S. military has this rioting under control.
Praying Medic, I want to ask you, and speaking of the statement that Q says here, can you tell me if this, I hope I'm saying this right here, but Q says patriots are in control. Many people say God is in control. Can you tell me which it is?
I would love to. One of my favorite subjects. Yeah, so a lot of people, a lot of Christians say God is in control. They normally pull out that card when everything's going to hell in a handbasket. And there's crisis, true. And there's economic collapse, and there's all kinds of problems. And they're like, oh, God's in control. God's in control. I view that as a pacifier for people who don't understand the real nature of God, the real nature of his kingdom, and the calling that he has called us to. So the Bible says that the heaven of the heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. When Jesus, before he ascended, he told his disciples, I have been given authority. All authority under heaven and earth has been given to me. Now, in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus told his disciples, I give you authority over demons, over sickness. I give you authority to heal the sick. Jesus delegated authority to us. Before he went to heaven, he delegated authority to us. And if he delegated authority to us, he is not in control. We are. So what we need
Thank
to do is...
Thank you for clarifying that.
We need to understand that God is not like sitting back doing nothing. But God is working through us as we intercede, as we get on social media, as we spread the news, as we help people with the truth, as we get them healed from emotional trauma, whatever it is that you do. I do not like the idea that God is in control, because I'm not a robot. God does not tell me what shirt to wear when I get up in the morning. He doesn't tell me what to have for breakfast. I have free will, and if I'm a free moral agent, and God is not in control of me. I'm in control of myself.
Very well said.
God works through us. Yeah. God works through us, through the Holy Spirit. He inspires us. He gives us tips for prayer. He tries to motivate us to accomplish his will, but we have free will. So, and the same thing is true with Q. When Q says patriots are in control, he's not saying that all of the people, all the politicians, and all the mainstream media have all been leveraged, and they're all doing whatever Trump tells them to do. They're not. They have free will. And a lot of these people oppose Trump. They oppose the military. They oppose the plan of good. They're allowed to riot and protest. They're allowed to do crazy things. It's not like they don't have free will. So when Q says patriots are in control, what he means is there's a battle going on, but patriots have the upper hand, because Trump has access to the NSA. He gets their text messages. He gets their emails. He knows what they're thinking. He knows what they're planning. So Trump has the upper hand. Patriots have the upper hand. Doesn't mean that they're in control of everything.
Thank you for that. The Navy ships. Now, I want to reference again that you had said that your Q moment, when you got the message, you heard very loud and clear, it's about the children. It's about the kids. The Navy ships, the Comfort and the Mercy, there's a lot of speculation going on right now. What do you think is going on within those ships?
Nothing.
Really?
I do not deal in speculation. The one reason why I don't appreciate a lot of the mainstream media is they report biased reports that are factually untrue. Unfortunately, a lot of people in the truther community do the same thing. They report rumors, innuendo, and urban legends that are not factually true. So I've been inundated over the last month with people saying, I have a friend, a brother, somebody in the military, somebody who knows at the high levels that there's kids that are being rescued from the tunnels under the under New York, and there's kids, and this whole Navy ship thing is an operation. It's a cover because they're rescuing children. There's absolutely zero corroboration for any of that. Now, I wish it were true, but there's zero factual evidence that any of that is happening.
But this does bring to the question of why are there these giant ships and there's not much going on as far as medical inside of them right now?
Because
could they possibly be there for some other...
No, because Trump is flexing his muscle.
Oh.
Trump, because the deep state orchestrated this operation, this crisis, to make Trump look weak, ineffective, and unresponsive to a medical crisis, because they took the one area that he has no expertise in, which is medicine, and they figured that they were going to leverage this situation against him and beat him to a pulp with accusations that he wasn't acting fast enough, he didn't have enough tests. How many times do you hear on the live streams reporters saying, when is everyone in the country going to be tested? You're not doing testing fast enough, right? They're using this to bludgeon Trump and accuse him of ineptitude and incompetence. Now, his response to that is over the top. So New York says, governor says, hey, we need some more hospital beds. Trump says, fine. Calls up the Army Corps of Engineers. Hey, we need 2,000 hospital beds in New York. How fast can you do it? They're like, we'll have it set up in a week. He's like, cool. And do it in California too. Trump is responding with a massive oversupply as much as possible so that the governor calls back 2 weeks later and says, yeah, we don't need those beds. And Trump's like, oh, really? So I overresponded to the situation. Okay, that's cool. Well, that's good. We'll take the hit for that.
Yeah, because the deep state only has one playbook right now, which is panic and hysteria. They only know how to do the narrative of, oh, there's not enough masks and there's not enough ventilators and the hospitals are overrun, and they don't have that real story. So they have to make up fake positives and they have to show videos of Italy instead of New York. And so I agree, Dave, that when he oversends too many ventilators and when he sends these big military ships, it's showing that he's capable. But I don't know. I think it might also be flexing a military muscle, and that probably makes people very nervous that there's a ship that could be used possibly for military purposes.
Praying Medic. So the DUMs, the deep underground military bases, what's going on in there? And who's actually living in there? What exactly are they doing down there?
I have no information on that.
Sean,
yeah, I can jump in. I have no information on that.
I hear what people are saying. I hear the speculation, but I have nothing that I can confirm or verify on that.
Sean, what do you got?
I believe they exist, but yeah, I have no idea what's going on.
Something I can confirm is that the U.S. military has invested $500 million in underground warfare.
That's true.
So that means that there's a reason they would invest in that. And since we've been on the spiritual topic, and we know that the lower dimensions spiritually also involve below the earth, and that evil hides in darkness, we already know there are tunnels between Mexico and the U.S. for drug trafficking and human trafficking, and I'd imagine that these networks are vast, and we have to shut them down, and that's part of what's going on right now.
Let's hope so.
Do you think that also...
Well, here's the thing. We know from Q's post that there are many military operations that are going on around the world, and there have been for years. Back in December of 2017, one of the Anons was kind of worried about the kids and wrote on the board and said, hey, Q, what about the kids? Seriously, what about the children? And Q said that there were worldwide operations going on that were specifically targeting human trafficking, sex trafficking, child trafficking, and that the raids in Saudi Arabia, when they arrested the Saudi princes and they shut down the trafficking lanes, Q said 3,000 children were rescued in that operation alone. Now, a few weeks later, Q went on the board and said there are 15 operations currently active. Operators are active. He was asking patriots to pray. He said Trump does not sleep when these operations are active. So there are many operations going on around the world that are dealing with these issues, but they're not reported by the mainstream media. They're covert operations. They're military operations. And I took some heat from people when I said, I don't believe that there are children being rescued under, you know, the tunnels of New York, just because there isn't any verifiable information
right
that you can point to say this happening. That doesn't mean there aren't operations going on all the time to rescue victims of human trafficking.
I could see why you're so wildly popular, because you're so wildly balanced. It takes a lot to not go over the edge with this kind of material and this type of information. You're so incredibly balanced.
So, Pray Medic, let me ask you this. I want to, again, tell me about this whole concept of being Q'd. What exactly does that mean?
Oh, it's pretty simple. Q, I believe Q is a team of people. I think some of them are employees of the NSA. Some people close to President Trump, I'm guessing probably maybe Dan Scavino is on the team. So the Q uses a artificial intelligence program that aggregates and scrapes data from all over the internet. And then the artificial intelligence program categorizes it and can highlight and point out certain subjects that are being discussed on what platform and who's discussing them. So when Q wants to highlight a particular issue on any given day, he can go to Twitter, or he can go to Reddit, or he can go to YouTube, find the post that's discussing that issue, and he'll then take a link to that social media post and put it up on the board. And then anons can respond to it. And of course, we kind of just started this thing about a year ago when Q would post a link to somebody's Twitter status. We'd all go to that person's Twitter status and leave a meme or a comment on that. So when Q posted a link to my video the other day, I put up a video where I just said, you know, where we go one, we go all. And a few more things. I said, you know, you're not alone. The world is watching. We're all in this together. Q posted a link to the video on the board. It was a Twitter video. And I had like 30,000 likes on that.
Congratulations.
Within like 24 hours. And lots of people, you know, really, really happy about it. So that's what being Q'd is. When Q posts a link to one of your posts on the board and you get snowballed with all kinds of people coming, that's being Q'd.
Q'd, that's what being Q'd is. All right. Thank you. Tell me a little bit about this
Spygate
indictment. You know,
goodness.
Hit a nerve with you, did I?
Subjects.
Okay.
Yeah, so Q has hinted that the first indictments that are going to be unsealed have to do with Spygate. And there's a couple of clues. There's a couple of possibilities. I suspect, because of one post that Q put up, that it's going to specifically involve spying on General Flynn. So the guys who illegally spied on Flynn got illegal FISA warrant and then leaked his transcripts to the press. That was, according to Sidney Powell, Flynn's attorney, that would be James Baker. He's a colonel in the Army, and he's actually working at the Office of Net Assessment in the Pentagon. He, according to Sidney Powell, he's the one who illegally leaked the transcript of Flynn's phone call with Ambassador Kislyak to the press. And that kind of started the snowball of attacks on General Flynn. Well, Q has kind of hinted that that may be the first event that is going to have some unsealed indictments. Who listened in on the phone call illegally? Who modified the FBI 302? And then there were six other counts in this indictment that Q did not list. So that's one possibility. I think the first indictments are definitely going to be FISA related. I kind of suspect they're going to be related to Flynn. And Q has also suggested that these first indictments are going to be under a military jurisdiction, non-civilian.
And what happens there? Just to, you know, for people just from that layman place, when you say military jurisdiction, non-civilian, what does that look like?
That looks like a military tribunal. That looks like somebody is going to be going in front of a military court, and they're going to be under the code of military justice rather than a civilian court. That's just my speculation, but based on the placeholder that Q gave us, he's got categories. He's got civilian and non-civilian. He's got FISA-related things and other categories. And the category that is he has a first indictments under that are open, that have he has six placeholders for indictments. It's under the non-civilian category, and I believe that indicates that it's going to be involve a military trial.
Yes, there are other clues as well. If you look at the questions that Lindsey Graham asked Justice Kavanaugh when he was being interviewed for Supreme Court, this is something that they're going to want to use as military tribunals, and this could involve treason and other types of offenses that could involve some very heavy punishment, perhaps even the highest level of punishment. And you also look at the executive orders from Donald Trump, you'll see that they're empowering the military for this type of action. And of course, if the military is in charge of the Q operation, they want to have some level of control, because perhaps grand juries and other forms of justice could be swayed, but not the military.
What do you think the impact is going to be like with all of this?
Massive. Look, Q has said that the first unsealed indictment is going to cause a mass population awakening. Now, I hope that Q is not using hyperbole and just talking a lot of smack. I really sincerely hope that the first unsealed indictment does cause a mass awakening to the public. And if that's true, then we're looking at probably a very high-level person in the Obama administration being the first person to be indicted.
Would that be Obama himself?
I think if that's true, there's going to be. And to your point, you guys asked about riots. So Q is it's an open source information campaign. One of Q's primary objectives is to help average people who don't understand politics, who don't understand deep state. Q is trying to help them understand the realities of corruption in government, in Hollywood, in a lot of different areas of society. And so one of the important things that needs to happen along with this is the declassification of documents that support and prove objectively that people committed crimes. So along with the indictments, we're going to get declassified documents. Attorney General Barr will be declassifying documents that average people can go and read and for themselves and interpret them and realize, wow, these people really are kind of sneaky people. So it's awakening the public so that they can accept the reality of corruption and not have civil war and riot.
A praying medic, spiritually speaking, where do you see us in 6 months or a year from now?
Probably beginning trials, I think. Hopefully we'll have unsealed indictments by then. We'll be well underway to having some trials of the people who tried to overthrow the government.
So let me ask you this, Sean. I want to get your opinion from this. Vice President Pence, whose side is he on? Is he on the Q side, or is he on the un-Q'd side, and maybe just a player in the pawn?
Yeah, we really can only speculate. What we know is that Pence has been an establishment politician for a very long time. He's been very close with the Bushes. So it kind of took people a little bit by surprise that's who Trump chose, is an establishment person. But we can say that he's performed amazingly well for the time that he's been in power, and so we can only speculate if he did some bad things and we have leverage on him, or whether he was always clean and that's why he was chosen. I really don't know. Okay. Other than what I just mentioned.
No, thank you for that. Pray Medic, can I get your opinion on that? Vice President Pence, what role does he play in this, good, bad, or indifferent?
Yeah. So a lot of the speculation about Pence being a bad guy came from this website that purported to have emails between Mike Pence and Paul Ryan and this plot to basically stab Trump in the back and double cross him during the election. Well, after further review, one of my friends did a Twitter thread where he went through that website where those emails were put out. And that's the link that everyone's been sharing on social media when they accuse Pence of being a traitor. If you dig through the website, you'll find out, if you go to the About page and then root around in the links, you'll find out that the website says this is a parody website. It is for amusement only. It's not to be taken seriously. And it's actually a leftist parody website. And the email accounts that were supposedly Mike Pence's, it's Proton Mail account, these people created these fake Proton Mail accounts and created all these emails as a hoax. So that whole narrative that Pence and Paul Ryan double-crossed Trump, it all comes from a leftist troll account, a website that is all fictitious. Wow. So, I think Pence is a patriot.
Good. Okay, that's where I wanted to get clarity. So are you saying that he is on the side of good?
There are a couple other reasons why people speculate about Pence. One is that his wife received an envelope at G.W. Bush's funeral.
Right.
And there is a significant group on alternative media who claimed that he was involved in human trafficking in his state. But they didn't have any hard evidence. They just had some speculative claims.
Got it.
Yeah. Claimed, but no evidence. And the Holy Spirit has actually given me some dreams about Pence, showing me that he is exactly what he appears to be. He is a man of God. He is a Christian. He is a patriot. And he is severely devoted to helping Trump succeed. That's what the Holy Spirit is showing
there
me.
There you have it, people.
That was
the
that
truth
was
on Mike Pence.
You got it. That was part two, everybody, of our interview with Brain Medic. And I'd like to, before you love and leave us, can you share with our audience some last minute thoughts about what you'd like to leave us with, how, you know, to look out for?
Yep. We are living in incredibly dangerous times. Evil people have been trying for centuries to enslave us, and they just about got away with it. We have an opportunity of a lifetime to throw off the chains of slavery and to create a new free society where everyone is able to pursue happiness, live life, and live free from the chains of slavery, economic slavery, mental slavery, you name it. And I would encourage everyone to pray earnestly, to seek God's will, God's heart, and to do everything you can to help your friends, relatives, neighbors join in the Great Awakening.
Pray, Medic. Can you right on. Can you let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, please, and how they can support what you're doing?
Yep. I am on Twitter at Praying Medic. I'm on Facebook. Just look at my Praying Medic account. I have a YouTube channel, Praying Medic, and I do a lot of Q videos there and supernatural videos. I'm on Gab and some other social media platforms. If you have trouble finding me on social media, go to my website, prayingmedic.com. All of my information is there.
Got it. Right on. And I'd also like to thank our commentator today, our guest commentator, Sean Morgan, our good friend here. You can find him. He's a YouTuber, author of QAnon for Beginners, and you can get information from him at QAnonFAQ.com. So, gentlemen, thank you both for being on here. Really enjoyed everything, and thank you for helping us clear this up. And it looks like we got about another 100,000 episodes to keep getting clear on this, right? Yeah.
And then maybe there's a lot we'll just going. Get to the
yeah,
surface.
Yeah, maybe we'll scratch the surface. So, hope you enjoyed this, everybody, because we most certainly did on this end.
Together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
Look up and I see stars out tonight. Look up and I feel things just ain't right. Look up and I hear the people cry. I look up and I wonder why. You want to know what is? Do we really but a flame. A star burning out is the same. Look up and I see things have changed for me. Look up and I feel ceiling has rearranged. Look up and I hear the dolphins cry. I look up and I just don't know why.